Hey, good morning, beautiful souls. Thank you for joining me this morning on The Ripple Effect. What's your ripple? I'm your host, Trilby Saldana, and you are listening to Be Unique Radio on BeUnique.org. The spelling is different, so you're going to want to write this down and check it out. BUNEKE.org. That's Be Unique Radio on BUNEKE.org. We are on 13 listening platforms, including iTunes and Spotify, so you can tune in anytime there as well. Be Unique celebrates the world changers, and we like to bring their light to the masses. You're about to meet one in a second, so grab some coffee and stick around for some powerful motivation and soul talk on The Ripple Effect. So I have a special guest with me today that I have known and have been friends with, my best friend, for 36 years. Her name is Stephanie King. It's been 36 years, right?
I believe that could be correct, but you know, I'm no mathematician, so I'd have to do right? The math.
We're both in trouble on that.
Right?
So we've had all kinds of adventures in our 36 years, and some pretty awesome stuff. We've gotten into trouble together. We've had victories together. We've had sorrow, the whole bit. We've been through the whole ups and downs of life, and we keep coming out on top, not just survivors, but thrivers. And we have a lot to teach about all the lessons that we've learned and all the things that we've gone through and walked through. And a lot of it we walked through together.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really excited for my listeners to meet you. I know some of them already know you. I'm not sure how many I have, but you know, the few will know you and some others will not. So I'm looking forward for people to hear you. And I'm so honored to do life with you and to be able to learn from your wisdom. And you just blow my mind. I love all the research you do. I love all the things we talk about, everything spiritual to basically everything. So I'm going to start out with the same question I ask everybody. What is your ripple, Stephanie?
So I would believe to say that my ripple is that letting people learn to be their authentic self and giving them the space to do that. And doing that mostly by leading through example of just being raw, real. And my favorite statement is just to be perfectly imperfect. We have this whole, idea of what perfection is, and it really is an illusion. So it's like when you give people the opportunity to own that, oh, wow, that doesn't exist. It kind of creates a totally different space, and it just kind of takes all that tension away. And it's just a nice place to allow people to be and exist. Yeah. And that's probably the best thing I can say, you know, and thinking through this and what it is, you know, I always remember my nanny. As you know, she was a huge influence in my life. And one of the things she's always said is you can't give away what you don't have, right?
Right.
So if you don't have love and compassion and empathy and just acceptance for yourself, like where's that going to be for others? Because again, you're drawing from an empty well and your words have no meaning. They're just words. So to me, your intentions and your words have to line up with your actions. So it's really important to be your raw, authentic self and be imperfect and just let the world, you know, love you, judge you, whatever they got to do. But at least at the end of the day, when you hit the pillow, you know that you were you. And yeah. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to say I think that's a great, perfect start, because I think that's one of the biggest things that I think people are learning right now. And there's some that has come easy for people, you know, and a lot of times they're called black sheep.
Oh girl, I have been called the black sheep. Let me tell you what, you know that.
I've always
admired
the black sheep, because, you know, I think one of the things growing up, you know, people, you know, we live in these perceptions of from other people, the projection of how they think we should be, act, how we should worship, how we should whatever it is, you know, what, how we should behave, or how, you know, all these things, which are, you know, I think sometimes in good faith, people are, you know, good intentioned about that, thinking, you know, I'm going to provide this particular structure. It's going to look like this. It's going to sound like this. It's going to behave like this. And this is what's going to be your success tool. And I think on some levels, it's a great foundation. But what happens is, I think sometimes, you know, we lose ourselves in other people's projection of how we should do life. And a lot of times, you know, we know, you and I personally know, you know, the shame and the guilt, especially in our generation and the generations before that, it was a conviction, shame, guilt. If you didn't do it this way, well, then you were this. If you didn't do it this way, then you were this. So it was a constant tug and pull in directions. And I think, you know, one of the biggest things that I've learned the last 2 years is how to take off all these masks. We learn what mask to wear, right? We've talked about this so many times. We learn what mask to put on for each person in our life or each situation, so that we can survive and that we can just get along and move along nicely and smoothly. And for somebody like me, I grew up more of a, I'm a people pleaser. I liked, you know, everyone to be happy and just to get along. I still do, but I also don't mind the ripple anymore. I create the ripple of, you know, peace and love, but I also a little ripple of go F yourself sometimes too now. So it's like, and I'm actually okay with that. I really don't care, you know, if somebody doesn't like it or they're uncomfortable with me. And that's freeing. It's taken me a long time to feel safely authentic in all areas of my life around all people. And I think too, some people don't deserve our 100% authenticity, like throwing pearls to swine, you know, that kind of thing. And I
Yes,
think,
absolutely.
you know, not everybody gets to see 100% of my soul, because I'm not interested in dealing with people that don't understand it and who create projections based on how I decide to live my life, how I decide to worship, all the things, you know. And so I love that you brought up authenticity, because that's been a struggle. And that's something I've always very much admired about you, is that you never cared what people thought. You just said it and you came out like a Viking. And, you know, I'm a peacemaker, so I'm not afraid of the conflict, but I know that it's like, yeah, I'm gonna really use my words to, you know, quietly maneuver this situation to the best peace possible. And I think one of the things that I admired is just the fact that you just didn't care how it came out. This is gonna be how, this is how it is, and deal with it, or, you know, pound sand. And I love that about you, and I still love that about you. I know you're polished, and you know, and on the road
Yes, it's been a few
and
years.
everything.
I've smoothed some of that out.
Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, and I really believe like growing up in a family where your voice wasn't heard and where, you know, authenticity wasn't something that was a quality that was obviously admired. It was definitely like you said, sheep getting lost and disrupted. Yeah. So, you know, growing up and not having your people appreciate being authentic because most people are afraid to be authentic. It's bold, it's loud, it's a little bit, you
Vulnerable.
know, yeah, it's very vulnerable. And like you were saying, you know, most people are comfortable keeping the masks on and hiding behind the persona of what it should look like. And coming from a family that has alcoholism in it and all down the line, if anybody's looked into that toxic family trait, it was always just to sweep everything under the rug. As long as it looks good to the outside, it doesn't really matter what's going on the inside.
Yeah.
Well, being somebody that just that doesn't settle in my soul. So obviously those actions and those words aren't in alignment. And I guess growing up, I look back and realize I've had this gift forever that I could feel that, sense that, and see that. And so that was always where I just couldn't make myself just go along with anything to make other people feel good if it didn't feel right in my heart and my discernment. Because at the end of the day, you know, I am a believer that we go against the grain in order to stay in our authenticity. I mean, it's really easy, you know, to sit and, you know, even like we talk about it with our kids and things like that, you know, having sex or smoking dope, you know, like it's just really easy to be with the masses. It's really lonely sometimes to be on the other side of it because, right. You know, in this world, it is definitely a place that is, you know, you find your tribe for sure. So that's awesome. And when you find your tribe, it just builds and builds. And then it's like, right. You get to have these real deep, authentic conversations. You get to help each other navigate on the bigger perception. You know, it's not like sitting at lunch and talking about somebody's new purse, which, you know, is just to me like scraping nails on a chalkboard. I've never been one that's been able to just be surface, which has made it challenging to be around a group of people. I don't like large groups. I don't like playing the game and, you know, oh my God, what are you doing? You know, that's just exhausting to me. You know, I just, yeah. You know, that growing up, I've always been that way. I'm very into the deep psychological, socialized, you know, just learning how we work, what makes us work, like what are our fears, what are our excitements, what are our dreams, like just seeing things in such a bigger perspective than just the, you know, the stuff that the world tells us. I mean, I don't like sports. I don't like celebrities. I'm not a fan of any of that stuff. I'm not going to listen to anything, you know, that somebody tells me just because they've been on TV. No, thank you. Like, I'm going to listen to the people that I can see their authenticity in their life. So again, I look at people in a value situation. Are their actions and their words lining up? Are they living in truth? Or are they just running their mouth? Right. And if that's the case, I hold no space and value for that. Like you were saying earlier, you know, so I just move on. I, you know, let them say what they need to say. But I don't hold any value to it. It's right. just not, it doesn't line up with me. So again, right. I go back to that authenticity and, you know, and I love doing what I do. You know, I've worked really hard to get to the space that I am. I work with people's bodies. And I just love that. I work with helping them understand, you know, the connection between the body, the mind, and the spirit, because they all are together. And if they're in right. conflict, then we can't get to the place we want to be. And if we're in constant judgment, like, I mean, what a waste of energy. So it's like, we are energy. We're all created to be our very best self. And we're all here to learn something different and be different. We're all completely unique. And so, you know, lately everybody wants to put everybody in this big lump that we're all the exact same and what you do, you should do, and blah, blah, blah. And that's just, right. that's just lunacy. That's just not right. I mean, we all have right. different blood types. We all have different heritage. We all are unique and we're all special. Yeah. And let's for this, like once
everybody has
yeah, a right, different right.
fingerprint. No one is the same. Not ever.
Correct. Yeah. And to say it's a one size fits all society is just lunacy, you know? And so I just am very passionate about teaching people to go back to themselves, like just shut everybody out, close it off, sit with your own thoughts. I mean, I really feel like the world right now is thinking this yesterday. If everybody turned off their TV, their news and everything happening and just sat on a cushion every day for 20 minutes with their inner thoughts and just let it go, you know, but that's
right.
people are so taught to stay busy, to stay in this toxic cycle that we don't get to, you know, sit with those thoughts, those things and see them, let them rise up and then like face them. And once we do, you know, they go away. Right. They have no power over us, but people again, wearing the masks and just hiding, you know, and I sometimes wonder if we're a better society or a worse society due to social media, due to our phones. I mean, the connection's great, but I also feel like it's just, we've lost so much. And I see things where people are opinion polling people and it just like really blows my mind over really big decisions. And it's like, so you're going to go on a social media platform and you're going to poll, you don't know how they live. You don't know what their belief system is. You don't know if they've even, you know,
right.
any of that. So it's really mind blowing. And it's like, we all have the truth inside of us. If we just turn inward, right. everything is inside of us. We have all the answers and they're not of this world. And I, I've been on that for a while now because,
both of us
getting quiet. Yeah. Getting quiet, turning out the outside and just knowing and, right. That's huge.
Yeah, that is huge. And I think, that is one of the things that, just going back to social media, I think it's created such a sense of entitlement for people to police others. And it's kind of like that riot thing, it's like a spiral, a downward spiral, like a snowball. Just it picks up all the negativity along the way. I mean, it has its purpose for positivity, and it has its purpose for like spreading information that, hopefully is the right information and the good information, or the information that's going to serve whoever's receiving that information. But I think what I have found is, while social media really, it's like anything that, might be been created for good, for things that lift others, and positivity has also become a tool of hate, a tool of bullying, a tool of control, manipulation, all the things. It's like, and to hurt people, it's exhausting. And it does make it hard. And I think if people would unplug and stop listening everywhere else to the masses and go inward, which is what we're called to do anyway, no matter what faith you're in, no matter who you serve, divine source, it's all about going within. Every single religion out there, every single spiritual practice is about going within,
Yeah.
tuning into self, learning to love who you are, the self, and love is the priority. And somewhere along the lines, that just keeps getting lost. And it keeps getting lost and being, like you said, caught up with the busy. We don't have time to practice love. We don't have time to take a minute and think before we speak. Is what we're speaking out of love? Is it, or speaking out of ego? And I think most of, and which is going to transition me into what we always talk about too, about ego. Ego is what gets us off the couch, right? But it
Yeah.
also, it sinks a ship. And that's in any situation. It really gets us into trouble. And so I'd like to hear kind of your take on ego, and how that, kind of applies to, what we're talking about.
Yeah, so the ego is interesting because it does have its benefit. You have, your the best description was my great friend Lori. I remember going to her. And even my friend Jackie, as you know, they were great mentors to me and always would be like, well, I did this thing.
Lordy, Lordy.
And I was kind of, still in that shame and that still, beating myself up over things because it was, and Jackie would say, like, real easy. She's like, okay, so you backslid. All right, well, let's move on and let's, that's just that. Like, you just backslid. So we backslide, right? And then, a few years ago, I might have not handled myself so well. I know that's hard to believe, but I might have said a few
No.
choice words to somebody, not in my right. And I remember Lori saying to me, "Okay, so your smaller self overtook your bigger self." So I think if you think of the ego in two different ways, and I think that's probably been the biggest way to help me see it is like, you have a small self and you have a big self. So your big self is in connection with your inner being, with your Christ consciousness or whatever you want to call it, God alignment. And that is the person that, always is in love and in, service to others and just not in this whole fear. It's in faith. It's not in monetary to make money, but monetary to, just spread wealth for others, right? So that's your big ego, which is, in alignment with the light. And then you have this little, it's almost like the Fred Flintstone when he had the little angel and devil, right? And then you have the little small guy in there who still just wants to come in and be like, hey, like, what about this? And sometimes you do let that one overtake, right? And it's just kind of this constant. But when the little one overtakes, the big one still kind of just says, agree with that? Is that really who you want to be? Right. So again, I think when you're authentic and you're real and you're raw, like you can kind of discern between the two. And I think the ego is awesome in the sense that it does make you want to do better than you did yesterday, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So it ha you know it, it's I think in life everything is a balance. So if you can stay in balance with all of it, right? So that's the key with everything is is balance. You don't want to be too far to one side or the other. You want to stay in that middle ground.
Right.
And when it comes to the ego, you know, it's like check back in and it's like, why do I need to be right?
Yeah.
What does this mean for me to be right? Like, what am I going to get out of it?
Right.
And I mean, you've really helped me with those things, to be honest, too, because you always bring that in and share that wisdom with me that, you know, we spoke earlier about a situation and you said that, right? So, I mean, we really were spot on. So there you go. The ego in me wants to kind of be a little bit of the punisher of certain things, right?
Right.
Because that's where I've always believed. And then you came in and gave me a new perspective. So that was really cool. And that's why I enjoy our conversation so much and just that level of leveling up. So it's really leveling up, right?
Right.
We've talked about that. This is like playing a video game every day in life, right? So every day in life, you wake up and you play the video game, right? And some days you don't get to the next level. Some days you do,
right?
So it's just that. It's like every day you wake up and your intentions are to do your best, and your best looks different every day. So it's just stepping in.
Go ahead.
It's just stepping in to you, period.
Well, I mean, I have to say, I mean, I appreciate the props on that. But at the same time, it's because I really struggled with, I was so always growing up, you know, had the insecurity of kind of like my sovereignty was kind of taken away from me. My knowing, my natural knowing, my gut feeling, always being told, well, you're not right. This, you know, growing up, when I stepped into my sovereignty, it was pretty much crushed. So you know, over time, I think the insecurity puts us in a position of fighting for our being right. Even if we just need to hear that we're right, even though maybe we're not exactly right. And the other person has a valid perspective, right? But yet somehow we have to be the one that's right at that point, because it's almost like a do or die feeling, a fight or flight kind of PTSD kind of feeling. And so I know that just through my growth in the past several years is that I'm okay not responding to prove a point or to be right about anything. I think that's one of the things that the peace and the freedom that came from just releasing the fact that I don't always have to answer. I don't always have to school anyone. You know, because communication has always been a huge talent and gift of mine, but it can also be a manipulative tool. When you're faced with something that is challenging your security and your safety, your personal safety, right? And you and I both have a sharp tongue. And I'm more of a brute force. You're more of like, we always talked, like I never wanted to get in a fight with you because you chew me up and spit me out. And I would be in a ball in a corner somewhere, like crying, but I would rather deck you than have a conversation about it. I was more of like, I just rather punch you in the face or something, but we never fought. We just never had that. And I think I was also probably kind of scared of you ripping me to shreds with your words. Because that is also your skill. It's like, you know, growing up, I just, wow.
That's funny. It's just too funny.
It's funny because I don't even hear you talk like that. It's been so long. It's just so funny and how much growth and how we have helped each other so much with this growth and acknowledging the stuff we've moved through and how we are so, again, authentic about it. It's like, listen, I own all of it, man. It's like, I couldn't get to here without going through that and seeing myself on the other side, right? And learning that while we have a powerful tool of our words and, you know, how we present our communication to others, it can also be a tool of destruction. And I you know, those are one of the big things that I've grown through is just to be able to release that insecurity of needing to prove a point or be right, or, you know, I'll have an opinion, but then if it's just so strong coming from the other direction, I really, it's really cool to just release that and be like, well, All right, man, that's interesting, you know. And I think our favorite word this year has been interesting. The word interesting. That's interesting. Because I'm literally
Right?
like, what else can I say? I don't care to argue with you. You know, I hold love and light for you and your truth, and it does not align with mine, whatever. But you know, hey, that's cool. And hey, you want to go get some coffee? You know, I mean, it's kind of like it's okay,
Yeah.
and it's such a peace to that, you know.
That's beautiful. I love that. That's perfectly said. And yeah, I've had to fight for every piece of ground I've stood on since I was
Yeah.
young. And so words have become, I'm fortunate that my brain works pretty fast and that I'm
Yeah.
able to process
Pretty
things.
fast.
And I have a real, I am left-handed, and so I am in my right side brain more so than, so I am able to see things a different perspective. I won't say that it's necessarily right, but it's definitely something that I can see from above sometimes, and maybe a
Yeah.
lot of times it comes across as ego or whatever. But like you said, it's like that fight or flight mode. So it's like if I don't stand up for myself and get, this ground underneath me, whatever I have, which is probably like a quarter of an inch, is going to
Yeah.
be taken and I have nothing, right?
Yeah, right.
So, as you learn and grow and you become sovereign and like you said, like who's really in it for your greatest good?
Right.
And there are people that really sadly aren't in it for your greatest good. And those sometimes are people that, maybe are your family or whatever. So it's definitely one of those things you have to look real hard at and see, like, do they bring out the best in you? Do they want to bring out the best in you? You
Right.
know, some people sadly want to see you fail. Some people sadly want to see you in a collapsed state. So,
Yeah.
I mean, you have to sometimes make decisions to let those people kind of go. And it's hard because we're taught that, this family unit or whatever is supposed to look this particular way. And so we have this delusion and illusion, like we spoke about in the very beginning, of what things should look like, right?
Yeah.
And so it's challenging to grow up and just learn all those things weren't yours. So those things were things that you picked up from other people, and they
Right.
were fragmented. And so the fragments, when you put all the fragments back together, you can kind of see what's yours and what was theirs. And when that happens, you let all that go.
Yeah. I remember a conversation I think we had maybe like 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago, or maybe it was longer, but where, you know, somewhere along the lines, I think you and I, we like assigned ourselves to have all the great, you know, to make sure these relationships happen. And if they weren't happening, somehow we took on the responsibility that we must be doing something wrong because it's not working. Or it's not as fluffy as it, you know, we're trying to be with whoever it is we're trying to have a friendship or relationship with, be it friends, family, coworkers, whatever, right? And so somewhere along the lines, we signed ourselves up, made a contract with ourselves that we're gonna make this relationship really awesome because that's just who we are. We're just gonna do this thing. But the other person doesn't really either, you just annoy them. And there's like not any amount of sweet, cute, nice, or anything that will change that. And then we just feel defeated because it's not happening. And somehow we took some ownership in the fact we're like, okay, you know, I think, you know, that's something we've learned too. It's like, oh, okay, well, one of the big words that I use now is like, well, we're just not in alignment right now. For what it takes the finger pointing away that it's him and or it's her and it's not me, it's them, it's not, you know, instead of just saying, you know what, we're just not in an energetic alignment like right now. It has nothing to do with anything. Everybody's doing life. Everybody has their own set of things going on in their life on a daily basis. We're exhausted some days, and we just don't know what people are dealing with and going through, and they're working through their own stuff. It's like, you know, I'm too, sometimes, you know, I'm just a little too happy for some people. And then sometimes you know, some people are a little too happy for me, go, you know, which are shocking, but, you know, it's just not alignment sometimes, but it doesn't make the other person bad, or unless they're like directly abusive to you, and clearly that's a whole nother conversation. But I've just learned, alignment is a huge thing, and just like the ripple effect. I think that's why I picked that, was because sometimes, when you have your vibrational energy, and it's high vibrational energy, it's gonna shake people
Yes.
out of the tree. And that doesn't make them bad. It's just not an energetic alignment. And sometimes I've been shaken out of some people's energetic trees because they are vibrating higher than me, and I'm not there yet, and they annoy the crap out of me. But it has nothing to do with them. It's just because my energy's irritated because I can't handle it. It's too much. And then the same goes for other people in my life. When my energetic levels are high, it shakes people out of the tree. I annoy the crap out of them, because they don't want to be that energetic and happy, and you're so annoying, and so it's like, it's not personal. It's literally frequency. And so that ripple effect is just frequency. And people are going to either be able to get on it, like that spinner thing that we used to ride when we were kids, and it would go round and round and
Yes,
round.
yes.
Some people just get thrown out of that because they can't hold on for whatever. And sometimes it's me. Some days my frequency is lower and I get thrown off the energetic spinner wheel, and it's just the way it goes, but it's just not personal,
And speaking of frequency, sometimes people are at a low frequency and it feels like you literally will be in their presence and you're exhausted. You feel like you've given blood. And so, that is definitely something that I've experienced. And boy, that's really a drainer, So when you say the frequency doesn't match, so when they are low vibing or they're stuck in that dogma mindset of the victimhood and everybody's out to get me and blah, and and they are not empowered, I really do have a hard time holding that space for them. And that's not good or bad. It just takes so much out of me that I just choose to move on and wish them well. And and a lot of people, sadly, like we spoke earlier, like there's a payoff for that, so there's a payoff to stay in that victimhood. There's a payoff to stay in that low vibrational
Talk
feel
about that. Like, expand
because
on the payoff part. Like, so that the listeners understand what you mean.
So there's a payoff, anytime when somebody's always the victim, then that means they're creative attention. So sometimes there's this place of lack that we come from, and usually it's a childhood wound that we haven't gone back and dealt with. We have the inner child, which is a whole nother layer, as we
Conversation,
know.
right?
Yeah. So the inner child, if it was most everybody's had some sort of situation. I don't think anybody had the perfect childhood, or if anybody, because we're all here to learn, in my opinion. And so, there's a payoff to, oh, I don't have any money, or I'm so sad. And somebody, and I would say I probably was a little bit like that when I was younger, because I needed that love
I
from
was that way
somebody.
too, yeah.
Yeah, so I needed that love. So how could I, and I didn't realize I was perpetuating my victimhood. It was just I was so stuck in that lower vibration of being abused and being they were out to get me. It was just personal. Everything was so personal and so heavy.
Or I'm
And it
just
wasn't
not,
until.
or nothing good really will show up for me, because that's just how it
Right.
goes. Yeah, that mentality too.
Yeah, like, oh, I must be unlovable. I must be this. Why, well, I must deserve this because, I didn't, turn the light switch off 10 times today in a row. Whatever it is, we have this like idea that we have, and it's a false illusion of control. There is no controlling anything. What's going to happen is going to happen. We just really can't do anything about that. And so I think for any human being here, that's the hardest thing in concept to grasp is that we're out of, nobody wants to be out of control. And
Or fear
so
out of control.
right. So I mean, you talk about riding the roller coaster and the hands gripped and the white knuckles holding on as tight as they can as the twists and turns go, but they're still coming, or
They're
you have
still
the
coming
people that have
forward.
their, yeah, they have their hands up and they're like, woohoo, here we go, yay. So it's just those differences. But back to that victimhood, we've talked about that triangle. You actually introduced that to me. The martyr, the persecutor, or the victim, right? So anytime you find yourself in that triangle, you have to kind of go back and ask yourself, what role am I replaying here?
Well, and the funny thing about that, when I actually learned about that, it was, I was like, well, I'm definitely the victim. You know, it's just years ago, and I'm like, thought I had it nailed, right? And then I was told, oh, well, actually, no, you're always all three. Oh, no, I'm not the
Ooh,
person,
yeah.
you know? And I'm not the martyr, but yeah, I know we're the martyr when we say, well, we always and we never and da 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 da. And there's the persecutor popping out. Well, they do this
Yes.
and they do that. And because of that, I feel like this. So then you're boom, you're in the victim. I mean, we've got three hats and we're putting them on all the time. Every time we perpetuate these stories and we repeat and we repeat and we repeat and we just keep that energy going. And it's like, wow, when we can just say, wow, no, I'm like, oh boy, there goes the martyr in me coming out. Oh, there goes the persecutor in me. I'm like, oh, victim, come on. You know, and it's so nice and like it's freeing to like be in that space of knowing I got all three hats. I got them hanging up on my wall. I try to bury them sometimes and then I'm tired and then my human side wants to like complain.
Your
And
little
I'm like,
person
oh
comes out.
crap. I like triangles, but I don't like this one.
Yeah. But it's a good thing to kind of check in with yourself. You know, it's like a good marker, and
Yeah.
it's a good thing to like ask yourself, like, again, you know, it's like that. Well, why do I need to do this? Like, what shadow work inside myself is showing up here, you know?
Yeah.
And like,
Yeah.
why does this matter? Because at the end of the day, you know, what other people think,
Yeah.
you know, it really just doesn't matter. What
Right.
you think about yourself is what matters, and what you
Yeah.
do at the end of the day is what matters. So, you know, my dad always said growing up, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. So,
And they all
you know,
stink.
right. So,
Once you
I
get
mean,
really vulgar.
well, I mean, that's just it. So it's like,
That's true.
yeah. So it goes back to an alignment. So am I in alignment with you and your truth? And are we somewhat congruent? And if we are, then, you know, your words are going to be loud and heard and transcribed through me. If you're unauthentic, then I really, it's muddled. It's
Yeah.
not a clear, it's not a clear, like, it's almost like the FM AM radio, right? The
Right.
frequency's off. It's like staticky. It's like, you're like, yeah, I can't hear you.
Yeah. Or my bullshit meter's too loud. I can't, definitely can't hear you.
Yes, ma'am. That's for sure. That is, yeah. Yep. That's a
Energy
good
does
one
not
too.
lie. I don't care what people say. Energy, the body language is off. I have that gift and it's uncomfortable and I don't and sometimes I won't even say a word about it, but I'll just chalk it up in my I'm like, okay, noted. You know, in my
Right.
soul, I'm like, yeah, never mind. Yeah,
Yeah, as
I.
one of the things I love is this deep quote, and it's like, you know, you can only meet people as deeply as they've met themselves.
I love that. Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at with all of this. So, you know, if you're not doing the deep work, and I know we'll be getting together again, and we have that whole
Yeah.
diver thing that we'll get
Yeah.
into in the next segment and talk about that. That's really
Yeah, man.
cool. So
So
yeah.
I just we this was perfect today. Absolutely perfect. This topic. I'm so glad that authenticity, the deep dive, because in order to be authentic, we do have to deep dive in ourselves personally first in order to meet others there and to deep dive because we grow as a community, you know, when you find your tribe and you know, and raising this frequency and this vibration for healing and to, you know, just you know, the success in our lives is really based on that frequency. And I just, you know, I want to thank you so much for spending the time today and banking my third podcast here.
I know, it's been so
Number three's a
exciting.
charm.
Oh,
So,
three's my favorite number. You know, 3, 6, and 9 are my favorite
oh,
numbers. So
perfect.
that's, yeah, those have
That's
always been my
awesome.
numbers. Yeah, it's been
Perfect.
exciting today, and I know we've talked about this. This is kind of like a dream come true for both of us. I mean, you
Yeah.
charged the forefront and you've got this podcast going, and now I get to be a guest on it. I mean, like, this is super, super cool, and it's
It's like a
just
full
been
circle, isn't it? We've been talking about
it
this for years.
Oh my gosh, it really is. I mean, it's like, I can't tell you how excited I've been and just to have this. And it's great you're creating this space for us. And I really am admired you throughout your entire life. You know, I always think of that movie Beaches, The Wind Beneath My Wings. You know,
Oh.
you have really just been a constant in my life. And I know we both feel the same way, that we're
Yep.
connected as soul sisters. And just, you know,
100%.
Yeah, when life sucks, it's like, you know, you got somebody in it, you know, and right. when life is great, you know, you got somebody in it. So it's through it all, you know, it's not That's just right. that. And you really are an amazing soul and just a gift to me. And I love you. So
I love you too. And I feel the same about you. And I'm so thankful again. Just to say, just doing life with you has just been magical. And I just can't wait for another 30 years. I think that'll make us, I'm not sure how old, I think we'll be in our 70s, maybe our 80s by then. We'll be old ladies and tearing up the town and still causing trouble. So
I don't know if we're ever really going to age, girl. I think the body might definitely age, but I just don't think the mentality, you know, we have that kindred spirit, and I just think that's going to stay. I agree. You know, and I love that. I don't see that happening. I just don't see that as a way of.
Right. Well, I want everybody to know where they can find you on Facebook and social media, on Instagram. So go ahead and again, Stephanie King, she is a Pilates instructor, and she started out in yoga practice. I don't know how many years now, I should know these things. But I'm going to just cut you loose here for the next minute to announce where they can find you on social media and how to connect with you.
Yeah. So I'm not a big social media fan, but I do have, you know, my Steph King Pilates accounts that are there, or just Stephanie King. Steph King Pilates at att.net is pretty much it, but
and you spell your name Steph, just for
correct
listeners. Yeah, that's a ph, not an f, just so
right knows. Yes.
So one more question for you, just for fun. If you were to be any animal in the world, what would it be and why?
Oh, you know that. A chimpanzee.
I know.
Why? I would totally be a little chimpanzee. They've had my heart forever. I think they're the coolest little animals, and just, I don't know. I just think they're super cool. You know, at one point in my life, I might have one. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's been a dream. Yeah. I just think I've always admired them. And yeah, a chimpanzee. I'll be swinging from tree to tree. Screaming
about what animal I need to be so I can swing with you.
yeah. I don't know why. I've always loved chimpanzees.
Awesome.
So
I remember. Well, I love you, girl.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for your time today. And I want to thank all my listeners out there who got to listen in today. So connect with Stephanie King. And you can go on social media at Steph King Pilates. Or at Stephanie King, and that's Stephanie with a PH, by the way. So thank you, everybody who listened. And remember, just keep finding your way to authentic. And we'll be back on again, I promise. So thank you so much, Steph. And thank you,
You're
everybody.
So welcome. Thank you.
All right. I want to thank my special guests and you, my listeners, for joining me on The Ripple Effect. What's your ripple? Please check out this recording of the podcast anytime on Be Unique Radio at BeUnique.org or any one of the 13 podcast listening platforms. If you have a topic you want to hear about, please send me an email at hello@empowers2s.com. That's EMPOWERS, the number 2, the letter S.com. And thank you again, and tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. And hey, let's get connected on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Empower Soul to Soul. This is Trilby Saldana with The Ripple Effect, asking, what's your ripple? See you next time.